Got a special one, special entertainer, man, and producer, man. T. Williams and Ricochet. What up, though?
Yo, what up, though?
What's going on?
What up?
What's happening, man?
What's good, D?
So, man.
What's up, world?
hey, Rick, you from, you grew up in Lamont?
No, I grew up in Westland.
Over there,
Westland, right around the corner from Lamont Gardens in Inkster.
Oh, okay. Over there by Full and all them, Robbie Lee and all them?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Bad, okay.
Right across the street, man.
Oh, right across the street?
Yep.
So you went to Fraser, huh?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Then Woodson.
Oh, you went to Woodson, too? Okay.
Yeah, I went to Woodson, yep.
All right. Yeah, we just throwing a little history out there, man, for the people like, man, what the hell are you talking about? Yeah, you know, it's our hood, man, Lamont Gardens, man, and Westland. Yeah. It's all hood, Inkster, man, Inktown, man. So, Rick, man, tell me, man, give us a little bio, man.
Oh, well, I'm based out of Detroit, Michigan, man. I'm a musician, artist, rapper, producer, and songwriter. I was signed to SRC Universal, which is Steve Rifkin, the label owner of Loud Records. And I was signed as a duo deal with Akon. And the label was at that time, it was David Banner, me, Akon, Terror Squad, and several other artists, but I was lucky enough to be from Michigan to be, you know, a Detroit artist to ink a deal like that. And it was actually the deal they got his label over at Universal Records. You know, it was my song. They got that deal over there. So I was thankful for that too.
Wow.
But, I had one of the hottest records back in 04, which was Cuckoo G. Which is still selling and still spinning today, but I took a sit back for a minute because the music was changing, and the approach was different. The music, you know, the producers were watering down the music a little bit, and I just couldn't see myself doing that type of music. So I took a seat back for a minute and tried to figure out a way where I could be in the game and be irrelevant, but still have an original sound that can be accepted. You know what I mean? So I had to do a lot of studying and wait till once I seen that opening where producers didn't know what their next move was because they were tired of the sound that they were creating. Then I knew that was a green light for me because everybody's searching for a sound. Right. So it'd be a perfect time for me to introduce a sound that has never been heard before. So that's what I've been doing, man. You know, just bubulating and, you know, peeping the game and peeping the ins and outs of being successful in the rap game and studying it and locking it down and making it my own.
Wow, man. I mean, that was an impressive group that you was locked in with, bro. I mean, it wasn't no guys you never heard of. You was locked in with some heavy hitters, man. Was you intimidated by that, or how was you feeling?
Well, you know what's crazy, man? At that time, when I was, like, prime example, a lot of people always ask me, how was it to be, you know, best friends with Akon, you know, or to be, you know, or what type of guy he was, or how were you around him, or what did y'all do? Really, at that time, he wasn't a big artist. I wasn't either. So we became morally friends, you know what I mean?
Right,
a social thing, you know, and we always had dreams and saying that when we make it, we was going to pick the other one up, you know. And I learned a lot from the cat because he showed me the business part of you have to be cocky, man, and you have to know the business. Because if you don't know the business, the people that do know the business give you the business. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because they're not going to teach you. And by the time they do teach you, they done robbed you four or five times.
Dang.
So you have to know the business, man. That's a must. And you got to know ownership as far as your name. You know what I mean? A lot of these artists be out here rapping and putting out these CDs and this, that, and they only own their name.
Wow.
You know? And here it is. You can have a cat that don't know nothing about rap music. You know what he do? He go on and he hear about your little name and from his kids. You know what he do? He see if you own your name.
Damn.
And he buys it.
Damn.
And he buys it. You know, so they're starting to see that rap music is lucrative. It's more lucrative than we even know.
Damn.
you know, about licensing and things of that nature, endorsements, you know what I mean? You got to know all that. It's hip hop rules the world, man. All kids of different shades and colors are now hip hop kids, man. Damn. Regardless of who their parents are and regardless of what their parents tell them. This powerful music source called hip hop, called rap, is one of the biggest soulful drugs that we will ever see ever again, dog. Out of all music, man, trust me. It changes lives, man, for good and bad. But that's what I've been doing, man, just bubulating and studying and trying to learn how to lock this game down with new music, the music that people want to hear. I know they tired of hearing these same old trap beats and everybody talking the same thing. It's time for a new thing, and I'm it.
Damn. Well, you say you got to be cocky. That's a cocky-ass statement, Rick. I love it, though. Man, but damn, bro, you dropping some knowledge, bro. Damn, he's dropping some knowledge, bro. I mean, this just ain't no, yeah, man. I took my first signing bonus and bought me a Ferrari, man. This ain't that kind
of. Hey, AOD, I'm going to tell you, I want to tell the people something, man. And it stuck with me, bro. And it was something that the late Tupac said. He said, when I leave here, music can be nothing but party and bullshit. Now, you think from the time he passed to now, what has the hit most hit records has been?
Party and bullshit. That's for sure.
Thank you. There's no more serious music, bro.
Wow.
I can't relate to this shit that the radio was playing. And I know these listeners that's buying it, then they're like, they're being forced to buy it. The radio is forcing them to buy it.
Because ain't shit else. That's why I started my own radio station, bro. Because I got tired of listening to the bullshit on my thing. I'm like, man, I'm starting my own shit. You know what I'm saying?
For real.
And play my shit. You know what I'm saying? And niggas that like to hear my shit, like, damn, thanks, Dev. God damn, I'm tired of that shit.
Yeah. We being mechanically trained, man. Being trained, bro.
Wow. That's a good interview there. Dang, that's a good interview. Hey, what up, T?
What up, man? What up? I'm just here for support. Nah, he done knocked it out.
He knocked out the bus, man. Dang, I'm feeling spiritual. Nah, damn.
I appreciate you though, D, man. This is an honor, man.
No, you man, know, it's bro. It's
an honor, man. Man, like, real talk for you to take out your time, bro, because you could be doing a million other things.
Oh no, bro. I mean, you know, my whole thing, when I started, man, is that I wanted to take entrepreneurs, man, authors, entertainers, man, and give them a platform. You know what I'm saying? To, you know, just pretty much, you know, speak their piece, man. And just like how you just broke it down for people that's on the fence, man, that want to be an entertainer or whatever, man, you spend that knowledge to them. And because, you know, we don't get that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, you know, who going to tell them that you just spit?
Yeah.
They ain't going to hear that shit. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I started, man. Give, you know, people to, because it ain't easy, man, writing a book. Or being an entrepreneur, man. Or being a producer, being an entertainer, man. So, you said, you also play instruments, man. What instruments do you play?
I play guitar, lead guitar. I play bass guitar, a little piano, and I play drums.
Damn, boy, you're a modern day Prince.
Read music, yeah. Well, I was raised by my dad, man. You know, Trevor, tell you, my dad was a strict. He was a Joe Jackson, 2.0, man.
Damn.
You know what I mean? My dad was strict. I didn't have playtime. You know, I missed a lot of my childhood because it was just strictly music. I didn't go to prom. I didn't go to little field trips. I didn't hang out. I didn't even go outside, you know, and play with the kids outside.
Damn.
They'd tell you, you know, any kid that grew up with me would tell you all day was music.
Hey, Dev, you know. You don't remember him in the, you Dev or you...
D,
or you want me call you your old
bro? DJ name. Bro, this is my radio station. You call me where the hell you want to call.
Okay. Hey, Kenny.
Yeah, we used to have a family band, man.
Oh, y'all used to have a family band?
We used to be in all the talent shows.
Oh, damn.
Dev, you remember them in the talent show back in the day?
The little kids playing instruments.
Yeah, they used to brothers on the drums.
Damn.
He was on the guitars, other brothers on the basses. No, your daddy was on the drums, right?
Yeah, my daddy was on the drums. We was little ass kids playing guitars and singing.
Dang, bro, I'm surprised you don't hate music. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes you get pushed, you end up, you know what I'm saying, going the opposite way. Like, man, I hate music. That's, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
athletes.
I took that trip, but it was, man, one thing about a musician versus a rapper is
it's in your
a
heart.
Musician has music stuck in his head.
Yeah, Mm-hmm. I can
all
that.
The time, man. So I understand Michael Jackson. I understand Prince. I understand Stevie Wonder.
Wow.
We're weirdos. You know, we're all weirdos because we think differently.
Yeah.
Music is another world. You know what I mean? It's another existing world because you have notes. You have notes that rides upon four beats, which is 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. You got notes within those four beats. You know, like, just say you have a beat going 1, 2, 3, 4, and the notes are coming in between those beats, such as dun 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 dun. It's simple.
Damn.
But at the same time, it's another world because you have to know the key. You have to build a key. Now a key is a sound. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'll be here all day explaining it to you, but music is just not just you plucking some notes or pushing some keys on a piano, bro.
Wow.
There's the notes are families. They belong to families. You know what I mean? Families, it's deep, man.
Yeah, that's
it's deep. But music, dog, an artist, a rapper, and a musician are two totally different people.
Yeah. Yeah,
like these producers that's making beats, dog. They're not producers. They're one finger players, dog.
Yeah, yeah, and to piggyback on that, man, because the guy that you that did your music, man, he's just musically inclined. You know,
he grew up. I grew up with him. I grew up under him.
Yeah, because we
era was music. You know, not to cut you off, D. One thing a guy from Universal told me, man, and it stuck with me. If you pay attention to how music changed, in our era when we was coming up, the music was soulful and slow.
Yeah, yeah.
You know why? Because our parents were smoking weed. They was drinking liquor. They was hitting powder a little bit, you know, doing their thing. But now, if you look at the kids right behind us, they were the crack babies. They liked the noise. That's why bass rules.
So
they like the bass.
So bro, so that's a segue into your album. Is that what you named your album, Drug Money Receipts?
Yeah, Drug Money Receipts. The reason why I named the album that title is Drug Money Receipts. The receipts are the songs that I made.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Drug money, what I mean by that is the money that we make off of music is drug money. And the reason why I say that, because the music itself is a drug.
Wow. Hey, bro, I tell you what, you can start your hip-hop church. For real, man, because you deep.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, I ain't going to lie, that's money in religion. But,
yeah.
I'm just saying. So, Trav, how did you hook up with this interesting guy here, man? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Tell me the backdrop on that, man. How that went down, Trav?
Well,
I mean, Mr. Williams, how you want me to address you, bro? The ultimate Trav or...
Yeah, Killer Trav.
Killer Trav. Hey, let me give y'all a little background, man, on Trav, man. Me and Trav grew up in the projects. Oh, man.
Bad and missed the thing up, man. Cut. Hold up, man. My thing is fill out. Turn off.
All right, my bag, man. I unplugged the cord. All right. My bad. All right, man. Like I said, me and Killer Tri got a little history, man. We was in the dance group together, right, Tri? Elementary?
What you doing? You got it on pause there?
You don't hear? Oh, my. You hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, my bad, man. My cord came out. I hit the phone on pause. All right, back to it, man. So me and Killer Tri, we was in the dance group, right, Elementary?
Elementary.
Then we was DJ partners. Yeah. Double Trouble.
Yeah.
Double trouble. And then we just grew up together, man. Third grade, me and Tri made a song called We Wanna Fuck Tonight. So me and Tri, I got some history, man. But go ahead, Tri, man. Tell me how you hooked up with Ricochet, man.
Yeah, I started there. I won't go back until I was a son of a farmer and all that. But I hooked up with Rick Cussay. We met back up. We knew each other from childhood. You know, I had a studio in my mother's basement. He came over a couple of times. We never really got to do nothing. You know, I wanted him to lay some guitar licks on some of my music.
Okay. Yeah, because he means just... Okay. I'm sorry, Trey.
Yeah. I always knew he was a musician. I was a musician. I played the keyboards, drums, a little guitar, but you know, not like he was. But we really didn't get the opportunity to get together until our boy Terrence,
Terrence who?
He told me Mosley.
Oh, okay. All right.
When I moved to Atlanta, he told me, he's like, "Yeah, man, you know, Rick, right around the corner from you." I didn't even know. I was like, "Oh yeah, for real?" So we hooked up, and we started doing a couple of songs. We did one with him and Terrence's daughter. She rapped. They did it like a song together.
Okay.
And then after that project, Terrence actually got us together to do that for his daughter. But after that, we stuck together. We did about two or three more songs. And, you know, that was a time where, like what Rick was saying earlier, we were searching for kind of like musical identity. You know, I had confidence in my talent, but... when you be out the game for a little while and you come back, it's kind of foreign. You like...
Oh, so you know, took a hiatus yourself alone?
Yeah, I did. Well, man. I did. Music just wasn't interested to me no more. So I just stopped doing it, you know.
Damn.
Not completely, but just playing the keys, you know, in my crib and all that. So, but when I hooked back up with Rick, we was trying to find a style that we could do. And we was listening to what they was doing, and what I noticed, the first thing I noticed was, according to where we come from, music was underproduced now. You know, sometimes they used to over, it was a period when they was overproducing and had the right production, but we was listening like, man, it's underproduced. I was started thinking like, if I use more than two fingers, I'm overdoing it. You know, I couldn't play no chords and all that. They didn't want to hear that.
So,
they just wanted to hear sound.
So let me ask both of y'all, man, because, you know, me by Michigan, how did you not fall into that Detroit sound, man? Because Detroit just got that sound, man, that every rapper, man, just had that same Detroit sound, man. I mean, how did you guys didn't fall in that trap, man?
Being musicians.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. Well, it'd be hard for us. Because it'd be hard for me to even listen to myself.
Okay.
Because I know what happened to me, I explained to Trav one time, was when I had my deal with Universal and my single was released, my dad was still living then. And I wanted him to hear my album. You know what I mean? It had just got released. I wanted him to hear the single, rather. It had just got released. So I wanted him to be proud of me. But when he heard the music, he said, "Why is it doing the same thing over and over? Where's your chords? Where's your bridge? Where's your..." You know, these are things that musicians know. This is musician talk.
So who produced your first album?
No, his name is Nobody. He's from Pro Nation.
Okay.
He's the famous producer. You hear Tony. But anyway, he's a dope producer, you know, not taking anything from him. But it was just that my dad knew, I knew better than that. I knew better than that, and he knew that was an opportunity for me to show my skills and my talent. You know, so he figured if you just gonna do it just to be doing it, why are you doing it anyway?
Oh.
You know, so, you know, and that was right before he died, and I always wanted him to be proud of me having a deal. And that was just, you know, it just, man, it was a slap in the face. Like, what are you doing, dog?
Wow.
You know that's not you. You're a musician. You're an artist. You're a songwriter. You're not a rapper.
Wow.
Mm. So you know, I refuse to take that title as a rapper. I really just call me an artist.
Okay. All right.
You know, not you, you know what I'm just saying, period. You know, I know I could never change that. They always gonna call me a rapper. You know, but, you know, personally, you know, I would rather be called an artist, but, you know, it's just a game where you gotta accept whatever it is coming to you.
No.
You know, but I go ahead, bro.
Now, Trav, did that put pressure on you, bro? I mean, because, you know, he just ain't a rapper. You can just throw some beats at him. No. You know what I'm saying? He know music. Huh?
I know music. And that was the beauty of it, where and today when we make a song, man, it's so easy because I don't have to try to be who I'm not. I'm a musician. So even though we getting us we structuring our craft to fit what's happening today, it's still musical. You know, we got some little trap stuff. We got some different type of stuff. We got some hood stuff. We got a little bit of everything on there. But overall, it's all musical. And that was the beauty of working with him. I didn't have to try to play like a rapper's producer. I was just a musician who was making some dope beats, and he liked them. I didn't have to try to over-impress him. And what I like about mostly is he can hear through just a 8-bar hook. Like some other people, I'm gonna have to explain to him. Like, look, right here, you can do this. You know, I might have to sell it to him, but he can already hear what it can be, and he'll go put his car down and be like, "All right, man, I'm out," and leave it with me, and I'll do my part. You know, with mixing, mastering, and sometime I go in there and the voice myself, but he didn't do it, and you know, it just come out just like we like it, man. So we pleased with the product, and so far so good. You know, the people that we let hear it.
So
you know, I know.
So when is the album dropping?
At the end of the summer.
We got a single
out right now. Just it actually released on the 12th. But it's on iTunes for pre-order and Spotify, Deezer, Tidal, all of them. Wherever you stream at, it's there.
Okay. What's the name of it?
And Prophet.
Prophet. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been banging that boy. I got in rotation. I banged it like 3 times last night. Huh?
Okay, that's cool, man. Keep pumping it up.
Yeah, hey, I love it, man. Got to make a profit. See, people don't understand that.
Make a profit.
What mean you got to make that money to pay your bills? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, I'm listening to the lyrics, like, you know, it just ain't, you know what I'm saying? It ain't just a drug dealer thing. It's an everyday living life thing, man. I got to make a profit. You know what I'm saying?
And the beauty of the record is it's not harsh, really. If you listen to it, there's no cussing in the record. And a lot of our records are like that.
Nice.
You know, it's just the content.
Nice.
And we being real, you know.
Right. See, but that's that old school. Remember, man, artists used to come hard, man, without any cursing, man. LL, all them. Was just as hard as any rapper now, man, without any profanity, man. You know what I'm saying? But kids don't understand. And I try to explain that to kids. They just don't. Like, man, what is you talking about? But anyway. Prophet. Okay, so that's you said the end of the summer, and okay. How many cuts gonna be on that boy?
Well, Prophet is out now, and in the middle of the summer, we dropping a song called "Mama I'm a Stunner."
Mama I'm a Stunner.
Mama I'm a Stunner.
Okay.
Tell my mama I'm a Stunner.
Okay. All right.
And that one is gonna be even doper than Prophet. I mean, you know, based on your liking, but
right.
That's a cut right there. And then after that, we're gonna release the album. you know. So
now, how many cuts? How many joints gonna be on the album, man?
We got 12.
12. Okay. Okay. So yeah. Y'all ain't oversaturated like rappers do not have 23, 18. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, man, y'all could have kept half
we
them.
We used to do that. We used to do the skit sometimes. All that, 23 tracks and all that.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You know, back in the day, if you remember the time, they used to have like 6 songs and the album banging. They ain't overdo it.
Right, yeah, yeah, that's so true. Well. That's true. That's right.
You know, and then they started doing 12 and then went to 15 and 25. So, but I think, especially when you ain't worked on the album for a long enough time, if you got 25 songs on there, you probably got a lot more quantity than you got quality, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah, so, for sure, for sure. So I mean, you know what I'm saying?
To make sure.
Even at All Eyes on Me, it was a lot of songs, but it had a handful of bangers. I mean, some of them was cool. You know what I'm saying? But you know, it had a handful of bangers, man. I mean, some songs that could have kept out, man. So So Rick, man, who influenced you, man? Like who was your idols, man, growing up? In
I would have to say KRS-One.
Okay.
Chuck D.
Okay.
Scarface. Tupac.
Okay.
I
bang all them.
Oh yeah, no doubt. The tripped out thing is, I would have to say, I liked it a lot of. And what was his name? I can't think of his name. It's so many people, man. But those were my main guys, man. And Sly and the Family Stone and Earth, Wind and Fire. I liked it a lot of B.B. King.
Okay, so you had a vast variety of.
Yeah, I was a Michael fiend though, man. Michael Jackson.
Oh, okay.
And Stevie Wonder. I loved those cats, man. All right. They were like the most talented cats they could ever live, man.
Nice. Now, what about you, T? You know? I already know. Ready for the World.
Yeah, I had a variety. If you just talking about being a musician, I really had 5 musicians that I probably honed my skills to. That was Barry White.
Really?
Stevie Wonder.
Yeah, Barry.
Prince, Babyface, and the DeBarge Boys.
It wasn't Ready for the World, T, because, man, it seemed like you used to make a lot of close Ready for the World songs back in the day, man.
Well, I mean, they was following Prince, you know what I'm saying? So,
and even at 3, what was that High Noon album? Y'all was on, man. Y'all look a lot like Ready for the World on that cover, man. Boy.
12 o'clock noon.
Yeah, 12 o'clock noon, yeah.
That was our group, yeah. And then, you know, on the other side, you know, when we used to dance, hey, that was a lot of people. You know, Cybertron.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Man,
who else we used to dance off?
Kano.
Yeah, Kano.
Oh, yeah, man. All that, man. Yeah, Cybertron,
Johnson
Kano.
Johnson Crew.
Yeah, the Johnson Crew. Oh, man, all that, man. Yeah.
The Garrett's Crew.
Yeah, man.
You know, all that. We used to spin all that, too.
We used to spin all that, man. We used to, man, we used to rock this. We used to rock it, didn't we, Trav?
Yeah.
Man,
yeah.
We used to rock it, bro. Oh, man. Good.
Our first party was just crazy.
Just crazy. That was a crazy party. Yeah, that was like crazy. The craziest. You can make like a movie on that, like how Project X was. That's how that shit was. It was nuts, man. That was nuts.
I know. Dude was in Prince boots and all type of stuff.
Yeah, he kept jumping in the record, skipping like, dog. You making the record. Then he had pornos on in the other room. Man, that was crazy, man. That was the livest party ever, though.
That's the first night I really mixed in public, you know, like mixing 2 records. I used to try that home, but
yeah,
found
man.
Out I could do it live. I was like, oh, it's over now.
And then we both was like mixing and scratching together, man. That was just, it was crazy, man.
Yeah, we had the 3 turntables. Had the 3.
Man.
And he over there cutting one sound. I'm yeah. Cutting another one.
I know, Rick, like, man, come on, man. The interview is about me, man.
Going ham.
Rick, like, come on, man. Bring it on back to me, man. Interview.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, man.
We're just reminiscing, bro. what's next, Rick, after this, man? I mean, what do you see yourself? You want to stay indie? You want to get signed again? What's your plans?
Well,
well, I won't be here long. You know what I mean? I won't be here long, so I want them to enjoy some good music for my stay. I'm only be here for a couple years. You know, there's nothing out here that I'm chasing. There's nothing out here that I really want. You know what I mean? Everything I got, God provided for me. So I want them to know that, you know, I want them to enjoy real good music, man, for a couple years. You know?
Then you out, bro?
It ain't just smoke and mirrors, huh?
Then you out? Couple of years and you out? That's it?
I hear you.
Couple more years?
That's it.
Wow.
You know, that's it. Because, you know, music, you can't really force music, you know what I mean? And it's so watered down and saturated, and, you know, I don't even want to sit on the business side of it.
That's probably because it's how long they going to let you stay in anyway.
Anyway, exactly. Yep.
2 more years, they going to be like, man, he's corny, man. He's whack.
MTV have a new nigga next year?
Yeah, like, yep.
Wow. Dang, but bro, you like the first artist that I know just, you know, he ain't shooting for the, you know, he like, yeah, a couple of years, man. And, you know.
Yeah, that's all I need, you know.
Use me before really, I get gone, bro, because I'm gone. Wow.
Yeah.
Bro. Dang, man. This
enjoy me while I'm here.
Bro, this has been a dope-ass interview, bro. Damn. This might have been the best interview. I only did 5, but this might be my radio station only been up for 2 months. So, I mean, you know what I'm saying? But I really appreciate it.
Next time we come back on, we're going to have a hit record. Maybe two or three of them.
Oh, that shit would be so live, man.
Ricochet going to be big.
Oh, that would be. Then I replay this. Like, I told you. Told you they was on my. Y'all thought I was lying. Told you. Oh, that's dope. Yeah, what about you, Trav? What's your future plans, Trav? What's going on with you?